carol. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. And Tuesday morning, it was Monday night, we realized we didn't have any water in the house. And so it ended up that the main had broke in our little village, and so no one had any water. So we got up Tuesday morning, and I went to start the big rig and head to the truck stop for ministry, and blew an air line. And air was just blowing out, and there wasn't no way it was going to be going anywhere. So we had been talking, we'd love to come down and see Greg again, have some fellowship with him and Debbie. And so we gave him a call and came on down. And we didn't really come down to preach, but here we are. So believe that the Lord is in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you, that was real loud. Amen. Praise God. We're glad you're here and believe that God can do something tonight in this service. And he wants to do something in this service. Anytime where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. And if you come here with just a mustard seed of faith, a mountain can be moved. Hallelujah. How many believe that? How many stand on God's word? Hallelujah. I thank God you're here tonight, even though it's snowy out. Hallelujah. And you made your step of faith, said, I'm going to be in church. It's always a blessing to me when I come early in the morning to go to the truck stop on Sunday morning. And I always give Brother Greg a call, and we have a laugh before we step in the pulpit. And I go in there and go into the TV room of the truck stop. And when I see those drivers come with their Bibles and they're ready for church, that encourages my heart. Hallelujah. Because they wouldn't have to do that. They can always use a little extra sleep. And you'll see them, they're tired, you know, and could use some more rest. And but there they are, those that are Christians, and they're ready, prepared to seek the Lord. And you may not feel like it tonight, but I want to tell you something. You're in the right place. Praise God, because God wants to do something in all of our lives. He wants to move in every kind of service. He wants to take every advantage in our lives, every situation, and turn it around. Hallelujah. And we can bring any situation to God tonight and know he can be on the move on our side in our situation. Can you say amen tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're glad to be here, and we're asking the Holy Spirit to come down and have his way. Amen. Isaiah chapter 26. We appreciate your church so much and your support and prayers as we take these rigs out to lead truck drivers to the Lord. And God's doing great things, and we just thank you so much for your prayers and your friendship. We feel that, praise the Lord. One of your members, we had, I thought I better get a little better shirt than I had, so we went to the mall. I had a hole in it right here and a little stain on it here, and so I thought that might not be good tonight. And one of your church members were walking through the mall, and she looked at me. I don't even know what her name, but I knew, I recognized her from here. And she said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm preaching tonight at your church. Oh, I don't think I can make that. You staying till Sunday? I said, no. Oh, I'm sorry. There's so many things going on Wednesdays. And so I appreciate you being here tonight for me. Praise God. Amen. And There's a lot of things going on in the world. I'll tell you, there's 1,000 places to be tonight, but you're in the house of God. And that's your faith coming out. Hallelujah. That's your faith glowing tonight. And you're going to get blessed tonight because you made the right decision. Hallelujah. You're in the house of God. And where his people are, he's going to be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 26, starting at verse 3, just felt led to go in this direction. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this service. I pray right now for a special anointing to come down in our midst, O God. Lord, we may be feeling weary in the flesh. It may be a hard week so far, but I pray, God, something would rise up in us. Hallelujah. Something of faith, something of the Spirit, hallelujah, would touch our lives tonight. God, we don't rely upon our knowledge. We don't rely upon our flesh, the arm of flesh. But God, we rely upon the presence, the Spirit of the living God. And I ask you, Lord, to come down right now and touch every person. And Lord, let this be holy ground where your work can be done. I give you praise and I give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. This world we're facing today can take your peace of mind. Amen? All you have to do is to pick up a paper or listen to the news or listen to the State of the Union and you can lose peace of mind. Or even the rebuttal. Poor Rubio, he was thirsty, wasn't he? If those that saw it, poor guy. But I'll tell you, there ain't no answers in this world, is there? It just shows you what we're facing. A lot of what we see, if you look at it in the flesh, in the natural, it can be a scary situation. When you look at the job situation, when you look at the diseases in the world, when you look and you're facing different kinds of trials and tribulations, it can take your peace of mind. But I'm here to tell you, you can have perfect peace. Hallelujah. I didn't just say peace, I said perfect peace. Jesus Christ will give us perfect peace if we keep our mind on him tonight. Hallelujah. We have a decision every day we awaken, every time we step forth, every step we make. What are we deciding to focus on? What report are we going to listen to? I say let's listen to the report of the Lord. Let's listen to what God's word says. Let's get our minds on something other than this whole dead, dying world. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is coming again. Get your mind on Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. It's amazing how quick a Christian loses and backslides from Sunday to Sunday. Sunday, you come out of here a shouting, but Monday, you're living for the devil. It's a sad situation, and a lot of people fall off their bike and they don't get back on, and then pastors trying to get them encouraged again. But it's because they've not put their focus on the right things. Their minds are not focused on the Lord. They are not putting their thoughts in the Word of God, which will guard your heart and your mind. Hallelujah. When you rehearse Scripture in your mind, when you pick songs that praise God, hallelujah, instead of some of this crud that's coming over the airwaves, and we just fill our minds with it. I want to tell you something. The mind is Satan's playground. And if there's ever a failure, it starts in the mind. The temptation comes to the mind. The fear comes to the mind. The doubt comes to the mind. Oh, you're losing traction when you're double-minded. Listen to me. You've got to stay on track with Jesus Christ and believe His word and stand upon it and say, "Thus saith the Lord," hallelujah, to this situation I'm facing, because He's the only one that can keep my mind in this crazy world we're living in. It's a crazy world, but I thank God I can put my focus on the Lord. It's amazing how easily our minds can be sidetracked. You don't have to be a outright dogged sinner. I'll call you that. You don't have to just be all out of sinner to lose ground in your mind, to lose the peace that God has given you. No, it can come very simply by focusing on just normal things, getting your mind filled and not taking the time to think upon Him, to worship Him, to let Him be a part of everyday life. He's a part of your business. He's a part of your next breath. He's your next heartbeat. Hallelujah. Do you believe in Him that much today? Is your mind consumed with God? I believe it needs to be. I believe whatever I face, whether it's a lawsuit or hitting my thumb with a hammer, whatever it is, I take it to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I call on Him for my help. I call on Him for my deliverance. I put my mind on God's word. Hallelujah. Which is a rock. Hallelujah. His word will keep us. We can have that perfect peace. Your pastor rebuked us last night right in his living room. We were watching Matlock. He was rebuking us. Well, I didn't tell him a little story I had about Matlock, that evil show. What's so harmful about Matlock? Well, they show it now there on the Christian Network, and they cut the cussing out. Hallelujah, I like that. And so we sit there, we've been watching Matlock. We've watched a couple there, and so one night someone invites us to this restaurant. So we go out, and there's a front door along the street. But then there's a back door in the alley. And we were sitting closer to the door to the alley than we were to the front door. And I was thinking, well, I might just slip right out here instead of going to the front door out on the street. But you know, a thought came to my mind that quick, an episode of Matlock, where he got beat up in an alley. I want to tell you, you know, we can say, but isn't that how the brain works? What are you focused on? And, you know, you entertain something like that. And I'm not saying that was sin, but it just gave a little door, didn't it? It gave a little crack. And as hilarious and crazy as I thought that was, you know, and I rebuked it right. I said, hey, that's crazy. What am I thinking about something like that for? Getting beat up in an alley. Because I've been watching Matlock. Can you see how easy your mind can fall prey? Boy, the devil will use anything, won't he? He'll put a little fear here, a little doubt here. Oh, you remember so-and-so? You remember that story, that documentary you saw? They had that disease. Remember how it spread all over them and killed them? We entertain these things, and then the devil has another tool, doesn't he? Now, I'm telling you, there's people in here you've seen worse than Matlock. And the devil can use those things, can't he? I'll guarantee you. And a lot of Christians choose the wrong things and open their door of their mind to the wrong entertainment, to where it just you're just giving the devil a ball bat. Here you go, devil. Beat me up a little bit. What I'm entertaining here, and later he can come back. There's some show called Real Life Stories of the ER. Matthias is going through the channel changer. Here's this guy with his eyeball out of his head. Right? It was the most gross thing ever. I said, get that thing off of there. Now I got this image in my head of a stinking eyeball coming out of somebody's head. That's the last thing I want in my mind. And he's hitting the guide and trying to find something else to look for. I said, get it off. I got a little excited. I didn't want to see it anymore. You know, there's some things we shouldn't be entertained by. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to have nothing like that happen to me. And I definitely don't want to have the fear of something like that happening to me. And I surely don't need to entertain anything that the devil could use against me later. Lord, help me. Can you say amen? Oh, he'll give you perfect peace whose mind is stayed on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember Joshua in the 14th chapter of Joshua, Caleb came up for his inheritance and he rehearsed his story and he talked about the brethren that went in with him to spy out the land. And he said, what did they, he called them the brethren. Can bad things come from the brethren? Well, those brethren did. They didn't have any faith at all. And they went in there and he said, they caused the people's hearts to fear. Think about that. Think about how wrong entertainment, when we entertain the wrong voice, when we're around the wrong situation. Listen, you can put someone in a situation and see them a month later and they can be a different person. You can put someone with a crowd. You take a child, a teenager, and you put them with this crazy bunch of teenagers over here instead of the ones he was with that were had a little sanity. And you put them with this crazy bunch and you visit them a month later, I want to tell you something. You're going to have a different case on your hands. And those things which we entertain. But old Caleb said, hallelujah, they caused the people's heart to fear, but I was not swayed, hallelujah, but I put my trust fully in the Lord, hallelujah, praise God. Is your trust truly, fully in the Lord tonight, hallelujah, where you can say, I'm not going to be sidetracked, hallelujah. I'm going to let God's word be in my mind and my heart. Woo, hallelujah. Someone just lift your hands and praise him. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know what the scripture says in Romans, that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I want to tell you something that has a lot to do not only with your Bible reading and your praying, but your church going. Hallelujah. It has a lot to do with everything. Bringing it together, praise the Lord, that you just don't take vacation on Monday through Saturday, but you're seeking God and you're moving toward Him and you want a relationship with Him and you're saying, God, can you use me during the week? I want my mind filled with the things of God. When the rest of this world's hearts are failing them with fear, like the scripture tells going to happen in this dark world, hallelujah, my heart can be filled with the joy of the Lord and the prosperity of God because I kept my mind protected by the word of Almighty God. Woo, hallelujah. Someone shout with me here in North Carroll tonight. Hallelujah. I know we got some faith people in here tonight. Oh, let it be said that my mind is consumed with God. Let it be said, when I eat a meal, I'm thankful for that meal, that God gave me that meal. Hallelujah. When things go good and prosperity comes my way, I'll not rob God, but He'll get my 10% plus my offering on top of it because He's in my mind. I'm not just thinking about robbing God and spending it on myself, but my mind's in the scripture. I know the right thing to do, and I'm going to put my offering and my tithe in the plate. Woo, hallelujah, glory. I think your preacher's getting excited. Hallelujah, because your mind's on Him. You're doing the right things. You have discernment because you've read the word. Your mind has the word going through it. See on the TV screen a little news briefs on the bottom. Oh, hallelujah. Wouldn't that be so nice if it would just be rolling through our brain? Oh, the scriptures of God's word. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit bringing to mind. Hallelujah. The scriptures. Hallelujah. That will keep our mind in perfect peace. Oh, because we trust in Him. We trust in Him. Put your trust in the Lord. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. You feel like giving up? You feel like what's going to happen tomorrow? How's this going to ever pan out? How am I going to get an answer here? Is these pains ever going to leave my body? Oh, listen to me. Oh, do you need His strength? Oh, He gives us that strength. Hallelujah. When a man of God stands on His word and will not be dissuaded either way, but he stands steadfast, pursuing that which God would have for him. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you what's wrong with so many Christians today. They don't have a clue what God's word is saying. They don't have the conviction of God's word in their heart. When you read God's word, it changes your heart and mind. We have a fellow in our church, and he's a little touched. And you're preaching, he'll answer you back right in the service. And not with amen. You bring some great thought or something out of the word he's never heard. Really? I never thought of that. You imagine in your church, sir? We've kind of gotten used to it. But he used to be even more crazy. Amen. But all of a sudden, he got a hold of a Bible. And he started reading that Bible. I don't know. It had to be God. And he always, here's his testimony. I want to thank God. They cut out half my brain, but I can still I'm still here tonight, and I can think and all these things. And, you know, I don't know how much of it's true and all that. But I know one thing. Since he's read the word, his mind has been renewed. And he's always in church. And there's been a change in his life. And I got to tell you, God's word has changed that man. And where I saw things that could have just wiped that man out, and he'd never darken the door of a church again. But because he held on to God's word, he's there tonight, hallelujah, to worship God. I'm telling you, God's word makes the difference. Give him a praise offering right now. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of Jesus. God's word makes the difference. Brother Rubio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Half the stuff that's going through our mind wouldn't be worth a penny in heaven. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, we are carnal. We are fleshly. But it does not give us an excuse to stay in a deadbeat life where we're focusing on the wrong things and we're not following Him according to God's word. Listen, we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Hallelujah. 24, and that ye put on the new man. Hallelujah. And that's a new brain, praise God, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know we have the greatest brain surgeon in all the world? Hallelujah. His name is Jesus Christ. And when a man comes to this altar full of dead works, full of the things of the flesh, oh, a man of the world that you'd never think could ever be changed. A man's habits never be broken. Oh, what the devil thinks he's conquered in a man's life can be broken in 1 minute. Hallelujah. Right at this powerful altar tonight. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God can change a mind. Ah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. He changes people. And that means, folks, we are carrying the greatest artillery, hallelujah, in the world. I love the story of those little women that were having, I don't know what kind of party, one of those home parties, you know, they have. And they try to get you sucked in. They, Becky, you better stay strong. You go to that party. Bank account's empty. Just kidding, she's good. Hallelujah. There they were, just having a simple party. Man breaks in the door with a gun, points that gun at that woman, the owner of the house. Give me all your money. And she cried out to Jesus. He said, I said you better get me your money or I'm going to shoot all of you. Well, hallelujah. Something about this party must have been saved. Hallelujah. Because they knew the Savior and they began to chant his name and they began to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And that gunman got so nervous, hallelujah, that he turned tail and got out of there in a hurry, and not one person was hurt. Praise God. And I want to tell you, old Obama and all these other evil men can tear up our Constitution all they want. They can take my guns out of my hands if they want, but I still got Jesus, 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 hallelujah. And at the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. And that includes those old devils that are carrying out his bidding. Come on now. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. I'd rather have a spiritual 357 any day. Hallelujah. Believe me, I don't want to lose my gun. But I want to tell you something. Oh, we just may in this world. We don't know what's going to happen. But let me be going down saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. He's filled my mind. He's filled my heart. He saved my soul. He changed my direction. Hallelujah. He turned me around on a dime. Praise God. He gave me something to shout about. He's filled my mind to roll off the scripture off of my tongue. Hallelujah. To say when the devil comes against me, oh, hallelujah. Thus saith the word of the Lord. Where's your mind tonight? It's still snowing out there. Flurries. Where's your mind tonight? I know where some of your minds are. Somebody likes the Ravens around here. You still got the signs up. Go Ravens. That's old news. Come on now. Let's get on to next year. Where's your mind? Something to think about. I don't know how many churches broke out in revival on Super Bowl Sunday. Ooh. We got our minds on a lot of things. I think that was a carnal revival. That was for the birds. The Ravens. Listen to me. Your mind can be filled with common, ordinary things and keep you from experiencing what God wants to happen in your life. So I say, Lord, give me that perfect peace. Sunday we had one driver in our service. He didn't even come for service. I just said, come on in. He sat down. Recommitted things to God. Got things right that morning. Just me and him. God's still in the changing of hearts and minds, isn't he? After that little service, went upstairs. Saw this driver on a bench, looked so road weary. Holy Spirit said, you go up there and pray for that man. Went over to Andrew. There he sat on the bench. I said, man, I'm the chaplain. I said, you got any prayer requests today? He told me. He knew God. He knew about God. Took his hat off when I began to pray. Prayed with that old driver, Andrew. God touched him right there, right in front of the fuel desk. All the ladies watching. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise God. Oh, if we'll lift him up, he will draw all men unto himself. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Let your mind be so filled with God that you can be used of God. It's a challenge, I know. Everything's coming against you. Satan's throwing everything at this last hour that he has. He knows his time is short. Time's running out. Oh, I pray I'd be so tuned in my heart and mind. That when that trumpet sounds, brother, I'll know it. Hallelujah. I'll be ready for the return of Christ. I'll be prepared in my heart, hallelujah, and I'll be ready. Jesus is coming back again. Oh, do not be deceived, but be ready. Get a hold of your Bible. Start reading. Start depositing things into your heart and mind that God can use in a time of trial. Those times may come, folks. The trials may come, and it's those things you're depositing now. My father-in-law is blind and he preaches out of a chair. But right before he went blind, he was reading through the Bible 7 times in a year. And I believe God knew that the time was going to come. There was going to come a trial where he would not be able to read God's word with his eyes. And that those years where he crammed that Bible into his heart and his mind, that it was going to be deposited for another time where he would not just be able to read it, but it would come out of his heart, out of his spirit, out of his mind. Hallelujah. Because he has perfect peace with God, because his mind is stayed on God. And when he preaches and comes up with God's word and it rolls off his tongue, praise the Lord, I know somewhere it was deposited into the bank of his memory. A chosen time of Bible reading. A chosen time to say, I'll not be swayed by this world. I'll not be swayed by its entertainment. I'll not be swayed by its temptations. But I'm going to take in God's word and see what it does in my life. It can change your life. What's your prayer life today? It can change your life. Oh, it changed my life. One day I made a decision. I'm going to that church an hour every morning, hallelujah, at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. And when I made that decision, I got a son on the back pew because of that decision. It changed our lives. He's playing the drums tonight. I pray he's staying with you, honey. I don't know. I couldn't hear it all, but I was like, Lord, help him. Lord, help him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sounded pretty good to me. I'm not a music major. But it can change our lives. Oh, Lord, a little bit more. Someone that we're taught no sacrifice today, aren't we? We're taught it. I heard one, if God wants me to quit smoking, he'll just take it away. You know, if he wants me to be this, he'll just have me do this. He'll show me, he'll lead me along. There's a devil leading along too. I want to tell you something, you got to make some decisions in this world. As a Christian, you got to lay down your life, hallelujah, and say, I'm going to follow him. And I want his decision, his word, to be my decisions. I want his word to consume my mind and my heart. And I want to do what God wants me to do. And if he wants this out of my life, praise God. If I know by God's word it's not right, then I know that it's God's will to throw it in the garbage can, to get rid of it. And that can take... That's a step of faith on our part. You make the move. You say, I don't want to be around that anymore. I don't want to be around that foolish jesting anymore. I'm getting away from that crowd that gets my mind on the wrong thing. Those three fellas I'm working with, and every time I get around, they start that filthy talk. They start that filthy joking. I got to pull out and come out from among them and be ye separate. I got to make a decision in my mind. I'm not going back to that party place on the weekend. It just gets me messed up. When you take that step, oh, then the power of God comes. What'd he say? Go into Jerusalem and tarry, hallelujah, that you might be endued with power from on high, hallelujah. There had to be, oh, He'll send his chariot along and take me to Jerusalem. That's how the church is today. We want a taxi ride to where he told us to go. We want a free ticket. No, I want to tell you, they were all there in one accord. Hallelujah. They made it to the meeting place. I tell you, thank God you made it to the meeting place tonight. Hallelujah. God's doing something. God's doing something. Oh, hallelujah. I feel his Holy Spirit. Oh, I just felt a wave of glory come through this place. I tell you, there's a miracle in this house tonight. Reach out and touch the Lord. Stand to your feet right now. What do you need from God? You feel weary? You need his strength. What is it tonight? You need God's touch. Where are you swayed? Where are you taken away with temptation? Where has devil brought his bat and used it as a tool? Use some thoughts, some things you focused on. Hey, the door has to be shut to those things and say, I need his help. And that's my first calling to this altar. Some tools of the devil need to be taken care of tonight. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. Some tool the devil's used. You say, I want deliverance tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. God knows about all these things. God knows why I'm here tonight. He knows why I picked this passage tonight. He knows what you need tonight. He knows what you're facing tomorrow. Hallelujah. Oh, someone, you just need the touch of God tonight. Would you come to this altar? Come on. Hallelujah. Right now. Right now. Come on. Hallelujah. Anybody? Oh, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Oh, there's a glory wave in this place. Come on. Oh, step out and put the devil under your feet. Anybody? Come on. We'll pray with you. Anybody? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, throw your hands up right. Say, Lord, I praise you. Oh, glory to God. Come on, we're not here for Cub Scout night. Come on, Jesus. Woo, he's in the place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I thank. Start thanking him. You know he deserves your praise. Oh, Jesus chose Calvary. He chose Calvary. He could have left me dead in my works, couldn't he? He could have left me dead. No hope, but he chose Calvary. Come on, someone, you speak in tongues in here. Come on, I want you to pray in the Spirit. Come on, we need a service of the Spirit. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, come on us. Oh, I thank you for my sister. Oh, I thank you for her faith. God, we stand with her right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba, Tota Kasata. I thank God for a Holy Ghost church. I thank God for the Holy Ghost church. Shatadadadada. Right now. Ha ha.